There goes Scorpions, Doug and Joe show on a Friday. We got more cash for you. 27 minutes away, another $1,000. I wish Joey Lawrence from the show Blossom lived in Sacramento because he would have a chance to win this $1,000 just like you. Because, believe it or not, he needs it more than you do. Joey Lawrence, you remember that guy? Remember this guy?
Whoa!
Yes, of course we do.
Don't laugh at that. That made you happy.
Whoa!
Oh, stop it. I'm not playing anymore if you can act like that.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Joey Lawrence, he was the, the middle brother on Blossom?
Yeah.
And Joey Lawrence, he's done small bits, character acting stuff. He was on that Diving with the Stars. What Joey Lawrence, if in fact you don't know him, he had this show called Melissa and Joey. Melissa, Joan Hart, and him. It was on for 5 freaking years on some channel.
Wow.
It ran from 2010 to 2015. I'd never even heard of it. What he did in 2015 at the end of the show, he made $534,000, okay, in 2015 from the Melissa and Joey show. It was a sitcom.
Okay.
But only $58,000 the following year. Okay, because the show canceled in 2015. So he went from making a little over $500,000 a year down to $58,000 the following year. Now Joey Lawrence, what he claims is he's got $60 in cash and only $8,000 in the bank.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
That's all he's got. The actor reportedly earns between $4,000 and $6,000 a month. Not nearly as much as he was making when he had the show, making $500,000 a month. Or, I'm sorry, a salary per year. And he's got 2 young children at home. He also says that he's filed his bankruptcy paperwork, and the family expenses leave them $18,000 in debt each month. He and his wife who's unemployed, they've had to take all their possessions, and they're going to start selling them on eBay and at a thrift store called the Buffalo Exchange. He owes $88,000 in back taxes, $132,000 in credit card debt, and almost $100,000 for automobiles. He's busted.
Ooh.
He's got nothing. He's got $8,000 in the bank, and he's got $60. $60 in his pocket.
Whoa!
In cash right now? That's all the hard money he's got on him?
That's all he's got. So he's got $8,060 to his name. He is busted. Selling all his crap on eBay and at some thrift shop.
Did it happen to say where his money was going or what he was doing with it? I mean, I know he went from a significant amount of money down to making nothing, but was he just like extravagant spending? Was he living out of his means?
Well, look at him. You know he was. He owes $88,000 in back taxes, $132,000 in credit card debt, and he's got $100,000 in cars. Which, you know, that's not a lot for someone who lives in Hollywood.
Probably not that much money.
But the guy is just, he's broke as a joke. He's got nothing. He's got no penny to his name. And who knows what kind of money he made on Blossom. He shows up on CSIs and he shows up on all these different shows and does character bit acting things. I see him all the time. What he's done now, he's become, instead of that like cool bro guy, he plays a creepy prison guy or bad guy or drug dealer now.
Oh, he plays like he's now a bad guy?
Yeah, he's a bad guy and his head shaved and he shows up and he's like either a rapist or a drug dealer or whatever. And I'm here to tell you, he's not like Blossom. I never watched him. He always just made me vomit. But now he's actually not a bad actor. As an adult, when he plays these creepy roles, he's not awful.
You think he just somehow, some way has gotten kind of blackballed from parts or movies? Or?
No, because I see him doing stuff. I think what he's done is just been stupid with his money. He's been absolutely moronic with his cash.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I think about what would happen if I ever made a pile of cash.
Like if we ever did good radio.
Say we became millionaires or something.
Yeah. Like all of America became deaf and they syndicated us.
This is exactly, to a T, what would happen to me.
Why?
I don't know.
It's baffling.
And I see these stories and I read these stories and it makes you aware and you think to yourself, God, how could you ever let yourself fall into that situation? But the only thing I can think of while I read this is, A, his biceps are incredibly large.
For those out there who have not seen Joey Lawrence, I think it's safe to say that he squandered his money at the gym.
I mean, he is a massive, huge, hugely broed out individual now.
Yeah, he is Broey Lawrence. He has trunks on his shoulders.
Wow, he got big. And B, this is exactly what would happen to me. I could see myself blowing money like, and I would be the guy that would make $500,000 one year and $12 the next.
See, but it's just for the kids out there, please, for the millennials out there, Dana, and I know I preach this to you because you have credit card debt. Trust me when I say, when old granddad dog, old cantankerous, dumb, know-nothing, crotchety dog tells you something,
don't listen.
Except to this, please take this to heart. Save it like there's no tomorrow. Well, actually, change that. Save it like there's going to be a million tomorrows.
Like there's going to be a bunch of tomorrows.
Yes, save it like tomorrow is guaranteed. Save it and save it and save it and keep saving it. And when you see it at the store window or you see it on the dealer lot, you walk by it, don't buy it. Keep it. Save it. Keep your freaking money, kids.
Don't buy the brand new Harley just because you thought you wanted one by the time you turned 40. Don't get a dune buggy because it brought great childhood memories back to you from your child with your dad and things like that. Or do it. Live life like that, because I got to be honest with you. I read these stories. I know this would be me.
Yeah, that's kick-ass, you know? You're a big Hollywood celebrity, and your stuff's on eBay and at a thrift shop called Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, but for a year and a half, you were rolling.
See, and that's the thing. You know he got caught up in this. His wife's not working. You know, the celebrities, and I don't feel bad for him because they're stupid with their money. But you know he had to keep up with the Joneses. So for those guys and girls out there, you're getting paid today, you're coming home from work, or you're going in right now, you live in your little neighborhood, you know, and you think, oh man, Carl, he's got a boat. You know, Carl's got a new BMW. Keeping up with the Joneses when you're in Hollywood, you got to keep up with, oh my God, he just bought a Lamborghini. Oh my God, he just bought a new whatever. In Hollywood, I want you to think about the pressure to keep up with the Joneses, and when you don't have it, but you got to keep it up so people think you're getting jobs and you're actually relevant, it's got to be just incredible, the pressure. Because this guy doesn't have any money, but he has to act as if he does. He just said $18,000 a month is what he needs to live, and he's not making that a month.
He is going in debt with every bill he pays monthly, and that is frightening.
That, you know what that makes you do? It makes you, whoa! Yeah.
He wakes up saying that, and he goes to bed saying that. He's dreaming it. He's on the can saying it.
Hey, Joey, hey, what'd you say when the debt collector called on the phone? How'd you answer the phone?
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you say when the repo guy showed up at your house?
Whoa.
Hey, what do you mean nobody bid on your stuff on eBay?
Whoa.
What do you mean no one bought your stuff at the Buffalo Exchange?
Whoa.
The Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, hey,
I feel bad for him.
Guess who I saw at the unemployment line at the EDD office?
Whoa.
Oh, man.
I'm making fun of the guy because, come on, he made a bunch of money and he just didn't spend it wisely. And I say this not to make fun of people who are bad with money. I say this because you work so hard for it. Put some in your pocket. And this story has to make people that are going, you know, to work at the state offices or some guy working in an auto shop. This should make you feel kind of good.
Should it?
Well, the guy's only got $8,000 in his bank account and $60 in his pocket, and he's making or was making $500,000 in 2015 per year. I mean, he could have just saved $100,000 of that.
Well, he's in the wrong profession right now. I mean, as times change, you grow up, you go through life, and things become a little different. You either continue down the same path if you're making money, or you shoot off into the venture that evidently you've built around your biceps, and you become a world champion lifter. I mean, I don't understand why you would look like this and not be making money on your arms. No one looks like that because they think it just looks good. I mean, that looks awful.
He is gigantic.
Who needs to have muscles like that? Why?
Do you even lift, bro? I mean, the guy shows up at a bodybuilding competition to the other lifters.
Whoa.
I mean, the guy is ripped. His arms are, and that's why he's doing that, though, Joe, is he's becoming a thug for Hollywood. He's had
to play
roles.
Bit parts.
Yeah, and the dude's in great shape. His arms are huge, and I would think he could do, like, I don't know, drinking Coke or lifting stuff on TV commercials and make a ton of money.
The guy could actually lift elephants. I mean, he could work for veterinary offices and lift hooved animals. You wouldn't need a gurney. I mean, he's got bigger arms than Joe Rogan. There's no reason to look like that unless you're doing it for money.
That's what he's got to do. Dana over at the MMA. Over, what do you call it?
The
UFC.
Yeah, UFC.
Yeah, he's got to call Dana and say, hey, Dana White, I'm broke, bro. I'm selling my stuff at the Buffalo Exchange. I got like my kids' toys on eBay. You need to put me in the ring with Joe Rogan.
And he's going to say, yeah, we can't really get you in the ring right now. Do you need it lifted? Can I come over there and get underneath of it and lift it up for you? I carry the ring on my bicep while you guys put new footing and girders underneath
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what he needs to do is start a new towing service where he just walks around on foot and just tows cars with his arms. He is ripped.
My God, man.
Yeah.
And he looks bigger because he shaved every ounce of hair off his body. He doesn't have an ounce of hair anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I want to feel bad for the guy, but the guy made so much more money than, you know, we all make, and he just squandered it. So...
Well, I feel bad for him, too.
Yeah. Good arms,
though. Can't find a shirt that fits. That's the whole problem.
That's probably how he went broke. Every time he put a shirt on, he ripped the sleeves off
it. The back tears straight down the middle.
Whoa.